to that fresh row over plans for a multi-million pound sports facility in Dungiven. It all came to a head last night when the council voted not to proceed with the project. Sinn Féin then accused unionist councillors of blocking the move. Sean McGlinsey is a Sinn Féin councillor in Dungiven, and Daryl Wilson is an Ulster Unionist Party councillor. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay,
morning.
First of all, to you, Councillor McGlinsey, what exactly happened last night?
Well, I think as this programme's aware, like, this has been an ongoing issue last year and a half with the Cardiff Coast and GM Council. And I did make the comment a year ago, once the first plans came forward to the Council, that when the official unions met there and the DUP net opposed it, I called it a sectarian decision. I got a lot of abuse about that there, but I think my call then was correct, because last night was a disgraceful decision, and I'd have to say that's a sectarian decision, because let's make it clear here. Like, there was a survey done on the existing facilities here 3 years ago by Love Valley Borough Council. It was condemned. It came back with a report to call the Coast and Down Council that's going to take £800,000 to bring up this a standard that people could use it. So that is why these facilities were needed, and it was fully funded and fully granted. No, there wasn't a penny cost in the council. So, like, now I asked Darren here, where's the £800,000 of ratepayers' money coming to bring this facility up to standard?
Okay, Councillor Wilson, then explain your position.
Well, I think our position, and Councillor McGlinchey has made it quite clear, this has been on the table for over a year nearly now, and we've made our position abundantly clear from the start that we had put a moratorium on all spend until we had an entire overview of sport provision within the Causeway Coast and Glens area. So there was also, for example, a £4.5 million project at the Joey Dunlop Leisure Centre in Ballymoney. So this was not a sectarian decision. This was a blanket ban on any sport provision going ahead until we had an overview of the entire area.
But surely you're getting all the money for this, so where was the problem?
And we had made our position abundantly clear to DECAL and to the Minister. If this was funded by DECAL and by the Minister, it certainly would have the full support of the Ulster Unionist Party. I can't speak for any other parties within the Chamber, but we made this perfectly clear that if DECAL did come up with the funds for this, we would certainly support it. But to be fair to all the other areas of the Causeway Coast and Glens, including Ballycastle and the Glens, where there is the most need at the moment for sports facilities, we felt it would be fully unfair.
So it's not been fully funded. Just to be clear, it's not been fully funded, because Councillor McGlinchey seems to think that it is being fully funded.
No,
you're
no,
saying it's not?
No. What has been put to us, and I'm very wary because this was discussed in committee last night, but what was put to us was that we would need landfill communities tax, which would come from the council purse, which is money which would come back into the council purse. We would need between £300,000 and £400,000 of that, which we don't even have yet. We're just speculating over the next 4 years. So we're going to soak up what, in essence, is a slush fund for the entire council for the next 3 to 4 years.
Can you just spell out the figures for us, Councillor Wilson? What will it cost to build this new facility? How much money is being provided by DECAL?
Well, the latest figures, it started off at £7.5 million for the project. The project has been trimmed down. They're now talking about around, if it comes in within budget, £2.8 million, with DECAL funding £2.5 million. So there's a shortfall of between £300,000 and £400,000.
Okay.
That's where the issue lies.
Okay, £300,000 of a shortfall then, Councillor McGlinchey.
Darren, I like the magnet there. That's not council money. That's landfill community fund. So any council can put an application in. The application was put in by the council officials. The regulator and all passed it, but this is a fully funded project. Now, Ballymoney and putting these other projects, now, this, the given one is on the go for 4 years. We have no issue with sports and facilities anywhere in the borough.
How can you say it's fully funded, Councillor McGlinchey? You're £300,000 short.
No, we're not £300,000 short. Like, let's make it clear. That came from land community fund. Now, that is a fund that any council within the borough can apply for. The council officials applied for it as not costing ratepayers one penny. Now, Aaron and that there is well aware. They weren't even aware of this fund that there. Like, now he's trying to say, like, no, that this has come out of the council coffers. It's not come out of council coffers. It's very, very clear to hear. Like, I'll ask Aaron now very clearly, where's the £800,000 to bring these facilities up to date that the ratepayers have to pay? There's also £70,000 of savings in this scheme every year from the current facilities. Where's that coming from the ratepayers? Like, this is a blatant, like, no disrespect to Darren out there. It's a blatant hypocritical decision for to come on here this morning and say that it's not costing know that it's
Let him respond to that then.
Well, yes, and I mean, I've spoken to some Sinn Féin councillors about this last night. These are speculative figures. That is, if we open up any sports facilities across the Causeway Coast and Glens, there will be projected figures for them. The fact of the matter is, we as a council and as a corporate body have made no decisions yet as to which new facilities will be built, which improvement works will be done. So these are all speculative figures at present. But I think just to finalise what I'm saying, it is our hope that the Minister and the Department this morning takes another look at this and comes up with the extra $300,000 or $400,000. And as my understanding, after Robin Swan asked a question to the Minister last week about what money was going to be made available in 2016 for sport provision, there's a £6.75 million fund coming forward for 2016, which is to be used for multi-purpose sports facilities, and that's to be divided among the 11 new councils.
Okay, Councillor McGlinchey, why don't you pick up the phone then to your party colleague, Carly Cullen, who's a minister in this department, and ask her for that £300,000?
Just to come back to that there, yes, we will take us here to the minister and all relevant bodies. But I'd like to ask Darren, the official unions had no issue last night if we had agreed to withdraw the equalisation of flags, that they would support that issue. So I asked Darren there, why was it not an issue then, this £300,000 that he's talking about, if we had withdrew the equalisation of flags? It didn't seem to be an issue then, Darren. So again, that's why I asked the question.
It's a very confusing picture, gentlemen, because we've got lots of figures this morning and we have lots of other issues now being thrown into the equation. So you can imagine for listeners this morning, it may be difficult for them to grasp exactly what is happening. From your point of view, Darrell Wilson, if you get this extra £300,000, is this centre going ahead and given?
I can't say it's going ahead because I don't know what the other councillors within the chamber will do, but I can tell you...
You would vote for it, though.
That we have committed, the Ulster Unionist Party have committed to allow the project to go ahead. We have no problem with it as long as it's funded by the Minister and by DECAL.
Darren, if we had agreed last night to withdraw the coalition flags, you would have voted for it last night. So again, why now to come into this type of statement? That's why I think it's hypocritical.
That sounds like a strange deal.
I'm happy to respond to that. We were contacted by the group leader of Sinn Féin who wanted to speak to us about any agreements or deals that could be done going forward. And, I mean, we know the nature of the game we're in. We know the politics we're in. We're happy to speak to any other political party and to work for the better needs of the people of the cause.
So was there a behind-the-scenes deal on flags to try and get this centre through and given?
There were no deals in that. We had discussions with all other political parties. It happens in every council chamber where we talk before meetings. We try to make sure that things run as smoothly as they can for the ratepayers and for the people where there's a need within the communities.
So if you were going to get a wee deal on flags behind closed doors, you were going to go for this project? Because that's what Councillor McGlinchey is accusing you of this morning.
And I'm standing over that too. And again, and maybe the council officers can maybe come in that there too. But again, let's make it clear. Here we are this morning again, the Causeway Coast and Glens. This is some example for the new start for our peace strategy. It's a total disgrace, so it is.
And what about picking up the phone to Karen Cullen to look for that extra money?
I done that last night, and the minister will be issuing a statement this morning on that. I have to stress here, there's a public meeting been given tonight. The people that will be given will be, I have to say, very upset. So again, we'll just take it forward from there and see what the people have been given, the sporting bodies and the wider community will be. I think it's a very sad day for politics.
Okay.
And I didn't want to go down the line of saying this could equally have been deemed a sectarian decision because the money went to Dungiven instead of Ballymoney. We're not going to go down that track. We're looking at need, and we're looking at each project individually, and we're looking at funding. It is our duty to scrutinise funding and to be a careful steward of the ratepayers' money. That's what we're there to do on every project.